From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. Federal Reserve policymakers cut short-term interest rates again today, this time by a quarter point. It is the 11th time this year the Fed has tried to stimulate the economy. The Fed funds rate, the rate one bank charges another for an overnight loan, is now at 1.75%. That's the lowest it's been in 40 years. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
At the beginning of the year, the Fed's target for short-term interest rates was over 6%. But as the economy slowed and fell into recession, the Fed raced to stay one step ahead, cutting rates at a record pace. Between the end of last year and today, the Fed has pushed interest rates down by 4.75%. Still, the economy has shown few signs it is returning to health. In a statement released today, the Fed said economic activity remains soft. Jim Glassman is an economist with J.P. Morgan Chase Securities.
Here, rates are at the lowest level that any of us can remember, and yet they're still telling us the risks are skewed in the direction of weakness. So they themselves aren't certain. They claim that the weakness is showing signs of abating, but it's preliminary and tentative. So they're not even sure yet that some of these better signs we've had are for real.
Fed policymakers are concerned enough about the economy that they left the door open for further rate cutting. Anthony Chan is chief economist with Bank One Investment Advisors. He's in the camp that thinks the Fed is on the right track and says further lowering of interest rates may depend on how quickly the economy shows signs of recovery. He says also important is congressional approval of an economic stimulus package.
I think the hard and heavy lifting has already taken place. The central bank has done what is needed to ensure a recovery, and any interest rate easings that we see from here on out are basically an insurance policy to ensure the sustainability of any recovery that we might see.
Other analysts also question whether the economy has turned the corner yet. David Weiss is chief economist with Standard & Poor's. He says despite some positive economic signs like continued strength in consumer spending and indications some business inventories are being reduced, the events of September 11th have complicated the economic picture.
I think we're seeing some early signs that things are beginning to bottom out, but I don't think the economy as a whole is going to bottom out for a few months yet. We're still on the downslope of this recession. It's confusing for a couple of reasons. One is we thought we had the business cycle pretty well timed, but then September 11th intervened. None of us are quite sure how consumers are going to react to September 11th. How long is it going to take them to recover their confidence? How long is it going to take businessmen to recover their confidence, which I think is an even bigger problem? We've never had an event like this. It makes it very hard to read.
Regarding the economic stimulus package, there was some movement on that front today. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle said he sees the makings of a deal that would allow the plan to be put in place by year's end. Today's quarter of a point cut by the Fed is less aggressive than some other rate cuts this year. 8 of the 11 previous interest rate reductions were by a larger half a percentage point. The fact today's cut was less shows the Fed may be nearing the end of its easing cycle. Fed policymakers aren't scheduled to meet again until next year on the 29th and 30th of January. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.